Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Friday, June 28th. We are at the end of the month.
Yeah, we got weekend all over us.
And here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. If you are a baby boomer and thinking about getting cosmetic surgery, you are not alone.
Go ahead, do it.
They certainly say so. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons, card-carrying member right here.
Yes, sir.
Said nearly 50,000 more cosmetic procedures were performed on people aged 55 and older in 2018.
You know, the stigma's kind of gone down on the people used to look on down on plastic surgery. Like, it's only people in Hollywood doing it, trying to keep young. But we're living longer. We're taking care of ourselves. Go ahead. Get your eyes done.
Well, and you really did hit the nail on the head, is that you don't have the stigma. Like, kind of like with tattoos. You don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Except for the face ones.
And then they also talk about a lot of times, and this is what I noticed too, is like, I don't feel my current age. I feel in my head I'm younger, and everyone feels that way. So if you look in the mirror and you don't match what you're thinking, might as well just get a little facelift, which is the number one thing that people get done.
I admit, I am like 19 years old in my brain. If women knew what I was thinking, they'd never stop. They'd never stop slapping me. Never.
They also talk about eyelid surgeries, forehead lifts, and lip augmentations are the most popular ones. What I thought was interesting is liposuction was not on there, but I thought that would have been a big one.
Yeah, you'd think so. But and the lips thing? Come on.
Well, you know, according to Meghan Trainor, if your lips are moving.
Yeah, but all you have to do is find something you're really allergic to and kiss it.
Or the Florida man that was playing around with the snake had bit him.
Okay, there's that.
There's so many things I wanted to say just then, but even though this is our podcast, I still don't feel like they're appropriate.
So Janie apparently has a 19-year-old mind as well.
Janie, call me later.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. Hey, Storm.
So this was kind of sad and more enlightening because they really are trying to find the roots for autism. Yeah. And they saw kind of a big spike in the last 20 years of children being diagnosed with
autism.
Autism.
Yeah, that is disturbing right
there. They said, in 2000, one out of every 150 kids was diagnosed with autism.
So 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And now 20 years from today, one in 68 kids are diagnosed.
Wow.
So they're trying to figure out what's going on, why has the number gone up? And believe it or not, that number is actually better than it was 4 years after this survey was taken.
Right.
So we're actually going down. They tend to think it's because of environmental concerns as well as hereditary, but they really did, this study looked at solvents. A lot of the stuff that we are exposed to, pregnant women were exposed to, solvents were about 1.5 times more likely to have a child with autism. We're talking about chemicals used in food manufacturing, to plastic, to engineering, to dry cleaning, to printing, to painting, to pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's everywhere.
Who knows what you're exposed to every day? But if you work in a kind of factory setting or where there are chemicals, you're that much more, it increases the chance of you having a child with autism.
Well, it's a prolonged exposure. It's just that awful.
You know, I wonder how much the diagnosis of autism has gotten better. You know, I think that they now call a child would be on the autism spectrum.
Right.
Which can mean anywhere from Asperger's all the way to just a mild version of it. But it's not that there's anything wrong with it either. It's just different. It's they handle stimulus different than the normal population. But if you look at Temple Grandin, she has a PhD. She's autistic. And she just looks at things differently.
Well, I don't know if you remember the story. A couple of weeks ago, it was at Universal Orlando. It was an autistic child that really wanted to ride the Spider-Man ride.
Right.
And they were like, well, no, let's wait to the end. Let's do everything first. And that'll be kind of the cherry on the top of a great day. And when they got to the ride, it had been closed down. It was broken. And the kid did not know how to understand it. And the best part about this is that the Universal employee there, the boy was laying down on the ground, you know,
it's kind of
trying
having a breakdown
to upset
a little bit. Yeah.
The Universal employee laid on the ground with him and just said, you know, you stay here until you feel you want to leave.
Yeah.
And it was like the other employees were coming up and saying, like, kind of shielding them not to look at it.
Yeah.
And the mother ended up writing this really nice letter to Universal saying, thank you, you really saved the day. For, and then come to find out, the employees there get trained with how to deal with autistic children.
Good. Oh, that's so good. Because it's so easy just to look at it and be like, God, I hate bratty kids, you know,
exactly.
When you don't understand.
Exactly. And that's what it is. People just aren't understanding of it. So if you are out and about and you get this, your friend texting you saying, man, I just downloaded this mosquito repellent app and it works.
Yeah, my phone can invite me to the picnic because my phone repels mosquitoes.
Your BS meter needs to go off immediately.
Sucker!
I know.
That's
so
dumb. And yeah, there's a whole slew of them. We found out by looking just on iTunes, just like, you know, a dozen of these apps.
I kept scrolling through it. I never got to the end of it. There's a bunch of them for like 99 cents. And, you know, but you can get the free one, but, oh, it didn't work. How'd you like the pro model?
Yeah.
It's only 99 cents.
So here's the secret and the scam behind this. They say it's an app that uses your phone's speaker to emit ultrasonic technology.
Yeah, it's frequencies mosquitoes hate. And I've even found one that you can toggle between different frequencies. Like if that one didn't work, well, maybe this is another kind of mosquito. Oh, come on. None of them work.
You know, this is the plot for Mars Attacks. Remember that movie from the 90s?
That's right. Where they have a Slim Whitman tune that made the Martian's head explode.
Sound made it, their heads explode. But yeah, so in short, even though, and this is what's kind of scary, is you look at the reviews. I mean, a lot of them have like street cred. They're saying they were on the Today Show, on Good Morning America.
Yeah, you'll see a whole bunch of logos of places that they've talked about this.
But. Yeah, and it's complete bogus, according to scientists. So don't waste your time or money on that.
You know what works? DEET.
Yes.
Yeah. DEET works, or staying inside.
It's just so dumb. Like, you know, you think of iPhones are capable of a lot of things, but I don't think that's one of them.
It is a Swiss Army knife, but that's not one of the blades.
So the number one reason couples fight when they're on vacation is one of the significant others, is dealing with work.
Well, actually, one's on vacation, the other's not on vacation because they're still dinking around with their phone checking in at work.
Yeah, 44% of the 1,070 people that were surveyed said that they've gotten into an argument with their spouse or significant other because they were working during their vacation. This is what I found more interesting than that. The 1,070 people, not one of them said that they did not check in with work while they were on vacation.
They all admitted it. Yeah.
I do too. And that's what they were saying, is that a lot of times people check in to make sure that check in multiple times to make sure there's no fires burning, if I can use a parlance of work.
There's nothing that people know. If I need to be informed of something in advance, then I'll be on guard and they can text me if there's like if I know in advance going into it that there's an emergency. But otherwise, I'm turning it off. Well, I tell them like, I'm going to be on the beach and I'm not even going to have my phone.
And
so.
God forbid, you can even leave me a voicemail.
Right.
I don't listen to
voicemails. But,
but you know, Storm brought up something that we didn't get a chance to talk to on the air, but this is really, really true. Like, you're on vacation, you want to take a picture, you grab your phone.
Yeah.
Right. What's right there? That little red dot.
Exactly. Your phone's that Swiss Army knife. It does everything.
It's so stressful. Oh. My friend will turn off the notifications before he goes out of town so that he can use his phone and not be notified.
There should be a vacation mode, like an airplane mode.
There should be
a vacation mode, meaning, all right, I'm out, okay?
All right, there's our $1 million idea that we can sell to Apple.
And it'll kill mosquitoes.
Yeah, that kills mosquitoes, yes.
That's right.
We found out why Old Navy is printing their annual American Independence Day T-shirt, which usually is a flag, red, white, blue flag.
Red, white, blue, yeah.
But they are printing it on purple T-shirts this year, and it's kind of like, why are you doing purple? And I think the symbolism in this is fantastic, especially in this day and age. They said that, according to the press release, America's flag's emblematic colors of red, white, and blue, if you mix them all together, red, white, and blue, white being nothing really at all, but red and blue, you get purple.
That's right.
So what they're saying is, instead of looking at your friends and your family as a red person or a blue person, in essence, we're all Americans and we're all purple. So I thought the symbolism was pretty spot on this one here.
It promotes belonging. One nation. And they're only $5. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We just hope that they're made in America. God help us if they're made in China or India or something like
that. Which, Janie, brings me to a dad joke. Janie?
Yeah?
Did you hear about the ship full of red paint that ran into a ship full of blue paint? Do you know what happened? All the sailors were marooned.
Oh, God.
Ba-dum-bum.
Huh?
I was like, but red and blue is purple. Right. I'm like, so confused.
Let me not look for the mosquito repellent ad. Let me get the drum rim shot.
My dad jokes kill bugs dead.
Dad jokes rim shot.
Florida Pest Control is looking to hire me.
So silly.
And then finally, when in doubt, when you're out eating bar food, you're hungry and want something, and something sounds delicious like the burger.
The way you set up is you're two drinks into it, and you forgot to eat.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, I better get some food in my stomach. What do you order?
You order the quesadilla.
Yeah, when in doubt, always order the quesadilla.
This is according to a food expert. They say it's a pretty simple meal. It's very hard to screw up. Let's face it. It's a tortilla with cheese.
It's a grilled cheese you can't mess up, okay?
So they say, and you brought up a point too, Jenny. You know, sometimes you look like a buffalo chicken sandwich or something. It sounds good.
Yeah, because everything always sounds good, but then you never know how it's going to come out. It could be all jacked up, or this chicken is five times the size of the bun, or, you know, it's way too spicy and drips all over your face.
Still frozen in the middle.
Or you get home a couple hours later, and you're at the toilet's mercy. Which has happened. So when in doubt, go with the quesadilla.
Yeah, it's, even if it's not done perfectly, it's better than most bar food.
Yeah. You know? And with that wisdom.
There we go.
Confucius, that's our show for today, Friday, June 28th. Of course, we're live on the air Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.